You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I'm honored to be joined with popular Baptist Messenger columnist, missionary, author, parenting expert, president of All Star Ministries. I'm talking about Walker Moore. Walker, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, good to be with you again.
Now, in recent news, we've heard a lot about a certain professional athlete who used a switch on his child as discipline, or rather punishment, and it has created a whole conversation among our culture about what place, if any, does spanking have and discipline, and we want to talk about that issue today. I know throughout the years you've brought columns and insight, and we want you to talk about this issue, obviously, in the most general sense, and offer advice to us, too.
Well, this is a very timely topic because most parents don't know what to do. You know, if you spank your kids, they're going to call some child abuse hotline and turn you in, but yet there's no logical consequences for bad behavior. So our society, I think, has got itself into a conundrum here where we're not sure which way to go or what to do, and the recent news of these athletes has brought it to the forefront. So it's a very timely topic to talk about.
You have a column that's about to appear in the Baptist Messenger about discipline versus punishment. What did you mean by that difference?
Well, there's two distinct things that we need to separate, because not all spankings are discipline, not all spankings are punishment. We need to define the two. Punishment is done for a person who commit a grievous act. There's some kind of something we need to do, so we put them in prison for 10 years, or they go to the electric chair if you're in Oklahoma or whatever. They have done something so grievous to society that we have to punish them for the behavior. Discipline is totally different. Discipline is the art of moving your child forward in their thinking and their behavior, and discipline always involves grace. In fact, the discipline problem usually is a grace problem. And so you can't discipline a child until you have enough grace put into them to cover the discipline you're going to do. So we want to right off the bat define the difference between discipline and punishment. Punishment is to solve a grievous act they've done against society. Discipline is something that is intentional and is to move a child behavior and thought pattern forward to a higher thought pattern so they'll conform to society and be a responsible adult.
I love that distinction in philosophy. One is corrective and moves the person forward. The other, just like you say, satisfies some kind of grievance or takes it out. You talk about your personal experience. You talk about the Bible. What do these two things have to say about this issue at hand, both calling on your experience and then talking about the Scripture?
I grew up in the 50s and the 60s, and when I went to school, my little elementary school, every teacher had a paddle on her desk. And that paddle was for logical consequences. If you did certain things, then you got a paddling, or we called it swats back then. You got a swat. And so it was always a deterrent to bad behavior. You would think about it before you start doing, acting up or goofing around. You would see that paddle and say, I better not do this. I better monitor my life here, and even as a young child, saying if I got out of hand, there is a logical consequences for it. Then we had the principal had a paddle, and his was special because they had holes drilled into it, and it was the fear of elementary school to get a paddling from the principal, because we were told, and I don't know where the rumor came from, but with the holes in it, he could swing it faster than Babe Ruth could do a baseball bat. And so you did not want to go to the principal's office, because if the swatting from the teacher did not take care of the bad behavior, then you went to the principal's office. And the thing about it is, I don't remember many kids in elementary school ever getting a paddling or a spanking, because there was a logical consequences to our behavior. But today, there is no consequences to bad behavior. There is, what is the threat? What is the fences or the guidance to a child saying, you know, if I do this, this is what's going to happen. Well, there's nothing. And so we have come to a society that has no logical consequences for bad behavior. And if there's no logical consequences, there's no values. Because values are always directly related to logical consequences. So we now have a society that we don't know how to put logical consequences back into it to help develop a child's life. So, yes, I even spanked my children growing up, but it was not the first course. It wasn't something we did immediately. It was something that we worked on, a behavior, an attitude, an action, and if that didn't improve, then there was the consequences later on of getting a spanking if you did not correct that behavior. And usually it didn't take much to, spank a child. I've heard people say only flick the wrist. You don't use your arm. You just flick the wrist is the best way to do it. So all of a sudden we got somebody who has, quote, disciplined their child would really not sound like punishment to me. But we got to get back to understanding discipline and how grace is involved in that, and then when do you use physical force to correct a behavior.
That's well said, and I think many have that cultural memory of being parts of school where there was some sort of logical consequences and even corporal punishment options. Now, you talk about the scriptures in your piece. You call on the Proverbs some about whoever spares the rod hates their children. What does the Bible have to say to us on this topic?
Well, the Bible does say that if you don't discipline your children, okay, and it doesn't use the word punish, it uses the word discipline. If you spare the rod, you spoil the child. And it talks about an instrument of discipline. Because a lot of time when you spank your kids with your hand, they connect you as the with the punishment being happened, where like my parents told me to go get a switch. Okay, I don't know why I had to go get my own switch. That just never made sense to me, We used to have a lot of trees in our backyard, but after you get all the switches down, there's nothing left. So it's just one of those things, that you ought to use some kind of instrument as a guideline they can look at, they can see there is something there. It's not you being that carry out the punishment. It is the instrument that is taking care of the punishment. But also, the discipline in the Bible, God disciplines us. Who
yes.
He loves, He disciplines. That is an act of kindness. That's an act of love when you do it with grace and you put all the things together that real discipline brings about. So, the scriptures, says he loves us, he disciplines us. We love our children, we discipline them. But there's some kind of instrument of I don't use the word threat, but there's an instrument of, these are the logical consequences.
Well said. Amen. Talk about grace as the key factor in all of this, in bringing the child along, Walker.
Well, grace says to a child, you have worth and value. That's what grace does. I did not know I was so loved by God until His grace was revealed to me. And when I understand how much Jesus loves me, He loves me as much as the Father loves me as much as He does His only begotten Son in John 17:23, then the grace begins to take effect. And it's like a checking account. You got to put grace in your children. Now, Brian, I could ask you to write me a check for $1 million, but I'd probably go to the bank and it'd bounce. Guessing correctly,
Amen.
Because your bank has this silly rule that you have to make more deposits than you do withdrawals. And a child is just like a bank account. You have to put grace deposits into your child before you carry out discipline. And you have to have more grace into your child than the discipline that you take out of them. Because discipline is a withdrawal. And any child that is disciplined without grace always leads to rebellion. It is the natural, you can take it to the bank. If you discipline a child without enough grace putting into them, that child will see the discipline as punishment and will rebel. It just happens every time. But when a child has enough grace put into them, then they would understand the discipline is done in love. Now, how do you put grace into your children? Well, first of all, when you talk to them, you need to look eye to eye, because it's very important that you have conversation eye to eye. You need to use their name when you talk to them. Then you have to use the most important word in the English language, and that is the word because. I can tell my wife, you're pretty, and she'll go, yeah, you know, and she'll walk away, and she didn't receive it. You know, I can say, you're a good man, but you don't receive it, because we have to use the English word because it is the cha-ching sound, or it is the what makes the deposit, the word because. So I say, my wife, I love you because the way you give sacrificially to our children and you meet their needs and how you provide a home and a safe haven for them, I love you because of that. And my wife goes, oh, you know, and I have a good night, you know, it's because I made a deposit to her. And children the same way, you know, you're a good kid. They'll think everything why they're not a good kid. But say, you know, Jimmy, you're a good boy because I saw you help your brother tie his shoe, and no one even asked you to do that. You did that out of love for him. Little Jimmy goes, huh? And he now sits up a little taller because that's a deposit. And when we come to children, we got to make sure we have enough deposits in them before we make withdrawals. Now, there's a couple little things that we teach parents how to do that when it comes to a specific problem. If your child has done something wrong or have a behavior you need to correct, first of all, they need to understand why it's a wrong behavior. Kids don't understand what we call adultism. I will say clean up your room. And to a six-year-old boy, that means make a path through the room. I mean, it's his concept of clean up room. I have 62 years of working on this clean up your room, and he only has 6 years. So our perception of those two things are different. So what I have to do is help him to understand what I mean and what I think when I say clean up your room. So when he ever does something wrong, he needs to understand why it's wrong and then begin to come to the same understanding as you are. The second thing is we negotiate the discipline. Now, I always tease. I tell my children I'm going to beat them within an inch of their life. And my children will say, well, take away broccoli from us. They don't even like broccoli, you know. So We start too extreme. And then we begin to negotiate what would be proper. What would they think would be proper? And I think we can come to some kind of agreement on the discipline. And that's grace to them. When they have a say, when it's totally taken our hand, I write, you know, when I get angry at something and I take a switch, walk in and swat them, walk out, there is no grace in that. They have no way to. So we begin to negotiate the discipline. The third thing, we carry out the discipline, whatever that might be. And then the last thing I always do, I always make a deposit in them. I never leave them without making a deposit. And I want to tell you, even though this was a bad behavior, let me tell you why I admire you. I admire you because. And I pour into them because I want to make sure I put that grace back into them before I walk away.
Amen. Well, you know, something I've come to appreciate and admire about Walker Moore is his balanced advice based on biblical principles and experience. His book, Rite of Passage Parenting, is, barring none, the best parenting book I have ever read. And I'm not saying that just because we're talking here. I come back to it again and again. It is on par with the greats like Dr. Dobson. And you are an Oklahoma treasure. I love what you said there about those grace deposits. And you can see it in the eyes of children. Just one final question, if I could, Walker,
yeah.
And it's if we do not come to grips, just speaking within the body of Christ about, you know, logical punishment and grace deposits, what can we expect if it goes well or if it goes poor, projecting this out into the lives of these young people?
Well, what has happened is in society, we've gone from the 60s, where there's always a pendulum to this behavior. We were assigning 60, you know, you spare the rod and spoil the child. I heard my parents say that many times. And then we have children. And guess what? The children of the 60s have swung to the other side that, you know, now it's the spirit of entitlement, you know. You owe me. Everybody gets a trophy. Nobody's a loser. You know, all behavior is acceptable, stuff like that. And we are on a downward spiral because it is much more danger to be on this side of the pendulum than have people on the other side who might sometimes pass the line on punishment, you know, which we know that becomes child abuse. But when there's no discipline and there's no logical consequences, society goes in a downward spiral. And unless there is brought back into, in other words, we have more people in prison than we do outside of prison if we don't fix this. We become a lawless society.
Well, the stakes are high, and each person is made in the image of God. And God is so patient with us and has made a way to salvation through Jesus. And through your missionary efforts, through your writing, you continue to point to Jesus' ministry again and again. And we want to thank you for sharing your wisdom today. Encourage everyone to check out BaptistMessenger.com and read Walker Moore's column each week. I would also encourage you to get his books, of course, Rite of Passage Parenting, but also his new release, Escape the Lie, which deals with God-sized ministry and how God can cause us to escape the great lie that's destroying lives from Satan. And we have a podcast on our Baptist Messenger website that tells all about that book, too. Walker, thank you for talking about this really key topic, a timely topic, but also an enduring conversation. And I think you've really given us something here as parents, as neighbors, that we could work on and become more like Jesus in that way.
Well, thanks for having me today. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
God bless you, brother.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com. We'll be right back.